isn't the recording, you need to use the mic.
Oh, sorry. And the numbers that I've come up with, taking a look at a number of resources, sorry, I have no personal finances to disclose. I guess I will disclose, as Annie said, I was court-martialed by the United States Navy in 1969 for, and my ideas were not original. My idea was to drop flyers on military bases in the San Francisco Bay Area, urging people to come to a demonstration for peace instead of war. So I come to this from a very different perspective. My presentation is to talk about the lasting legacy of war. And the lasting legacy of war, the examples that I use are from World War I as well as Vietnam, which is an area that I've gotten very familiar with and have a lot of passion about. So the numbers that I have, total 60 million casualties, civilians and military, 22 million civilians killed or wounded. You can see the numbers up there. They're kind of extraordinary. And you take these numbers into consideration along with the flu epidemic that raged across the world, and you've got a few million more. The legacy of war. This is a couple of years after the Christmas truce, and I use it as an example to say, think about if that Christmas truce had held. That was several months into the war, a million casualties. How many lives would have been saved if, in fact, the generals and the governments of these countries had listened to those soldiers on the front lines that laid down their arms and started singing Christmas carols to each other? It was not an event that just happened on Christmas Eve. There were events leading up to that. But it's kind of extraordinary when you think about it that ordinary soldiers could put an end to the fighting for 24, 48 hours. This is what happened in Verdun 2 years later. This is what the trenches look like after the fighting. These are the skulls and the bones of the people who were wounded and killed after the fighting. This is Verdun today. There is an estimate that it will take another 90 years to clean up this area from the First World War. So we continue to do cleanups after war and after fighting ends. Vietnam, there were 3.4 million service people, primarily men who served in the military who were in Southeast Asia. So we're talking about that whole area, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia. Out of those numbers, the numbers that we have are approximately 58,000 soldiers were killed. But we don't take into account the numbers who were wounded severely, 304,000 or 75,000 severely disabled, or those many who continue to die from the after effects of either the use of chemical spraying, of the use of chemicals on the people of South Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, or those people who had wounds that were so severe that once they came back to the United States, they were not able to survive. In Vietnam, and just think about this, 3.8 million civilians were killed. 3.8 million civilians, non-combatants. 1.1 million military personnel were killed. I wanted to show you some pictures of the war in Vietnam. I shouldn't call it the war in Vietnam. It's the American war in Vietnam. And for those of you who are interested in learning more about what happened during this conflict, please take a look at a website that we've set up called Full Disclosure Toward an Honest Disclosure of the American Conflict in Vietnam. These are some scenes that some of you may be familiar with. The guns to the head of a Vietnamese. Do we know who she was? Was she a soldier? It certainly doesn't look like it. And I think it's important also to take a look at the overwhelming force that the American troops had, coming in on helicopters in the middle of rice fields, in the middle of nowhere, to capture women like this. And you all may remember this picture of the young girl, 9 years old, who was hit with napalm. Her entire back was completely obliterated, burned. She now lives in Canada. But she was 9 years old, another victim of the American war in Vietnam. There are two legacies, two issues that remain outstanding in terms of the destruction that we brought there. There's 14 million tons of munitions, more than were used in World War II on Germany and Japan. It's an extraordinary amount of munitions in this tiny little country. Estimated 800,000 tons failed to detonate, and that contaminates 20% of the land in South and Central Vietnam. This is a picture of a B-52 bomber over the north, and what I would just like to tell you, a story of Ambassador Lee Hoi Trung, who was ambassador from Vietnam to the United Nations. He was a child during the American conflict, and he lived in the north. And he tells this story of hoping it was not going to be a sunny day, because on sunny days, they knew that the B-52s were coming over the north and they would be bombed. Can you imagine that? He grew up with that. This is napalm. We saw the child who had been hit by the napalm. This is what it looks like when it's destroying the land. Paul Cox will talk about the impact on the environment. This is napalm, just used to destroy whatever could be destroyed, whether it is the land, the environment, or people, whatever would have been identified in that area. Leftover munitions, and Paul can talk more about the munitions. I kind of talk in my presentation about the impact on the people, the craters that are left behind. And this is just a sampling of the anti-personnel bombs, the cluster bombs that were dropped over South Central Vietnam that remain in the land today. The important thing about these munitions is that they were always designed to maim people, not to kill them. So if you were hit, there would be large amounts of shrapnel coming into you so that you were no longer able to function. Today, these munitions remain in the land in South and Central Vietnam, and the problem is that they can still explode and they continue to hurt people who are farming the land or kids who are scavenging for scrap metal. These are two pictures of victims from Vietnam, and the center picture is an American soldier at Oak Knoll Naval Hospital. And that was a hospital I was stationed at, so I had to share this slide with you. It was kind of extraordinary to think about the similar wounds that came with the American soldiers who served in Vietnam and continue to hurt the people in Vietnam as a result of remaining in the land. The unexploded ordnance since 1975, the Vietnamese government estimates there's about 104,000 civilian casualties, 38,000 deaths. The problems, as I said, are from farming the land and trying to pick up scrap metal. The herbicides that were dropped, and we usually refer to Agent Orange dioxin as a catch-all for all the herbicides that were dropped, about 77 million liters over South and Central Vietnam, containing 360 kilograms of dioxin. There were about 3.4 million people who were sprayed directly. 3 million Vietnamese, the estimate is, are now living with health defects. This is a picture of the C-123 spraying. This is a list of the illnesses for which Veterans Administration compensates the Americans who served in Vietnam, just had boots on the ground. There are about 14 different types of illnesses, and as I said, the Veterans Administration currently compensates American soldiers. I wanted to show you a list of about 18 different birth defects, which the Veterans Administration recognizes, but only for the children of American service women who were in Vietnam. The only birth defect that is recognized by the Veterans Administration for the children of male veterans is spina bifida. And I'll just end by showing you pictures of some of the children. This was a picture that was sent to me in 1972 by the Vietnamese saying, we know that there is a lasting impact on children of the use of these chemicals. This young man lives in the south in Vietnam. He has autism, cerebral palsy, a number of other birth defects that the Vietnamese have identified as being correlated with the use of Agent Orange dioxin. This young man is 27 years old. When we walked into the house and saw him, I thought, oh, somebody's told me the wrong age. He has to be 27 years. He was not. He was 27 years. This is a young child we saw. These are children in an orphanage who live just north of Ho Chi Minh City. And what I would like to remind everybody is that we need to heal the wounds of war. It's a picture of Heather Bowser, who is the child of an American serviceman who served in Vietnam. And just quickly, we talk about the lasting impact of Agent Orange dioxin. The issue here is not one of, is there a direct correlation between birth defects and the use of Agent Orange dioxin. What I would say to you is that the birth defects are a result of the United States government and military having been in Vietnam, sprayed, destroyed the crops, destroyed the vegetation, leading to mass starvation and inability of food supplies. And then we had an embargo against the country of Vietnam. So we continued to starve the population. It's time to reconcile former enemies, bring it to a close, and that's what my last slide shows. Similar birth defects between the child of an American veteran and a Vietnamese. And what we are working on is Agent Orange Victims Relief Act. Paul Cox will talk to you more about that. Thank you.